Part 27, Chapter 1. Music began to be heard in the conference room. It was slow, dignified music. Ponderous. Impressive. The emissaries looked about with some interest, wondering what was going to happen. So far, this had been a pretty deadly dull conference on apparently a pretty deadly dull planet that didn't even have any nightlife or dancing or singing females to serve up. The conference had begun right away as though there was something urgent or important to take up. Not even a customary round of hot spots to get acquainted. So far, no one had even offered any bribes. Instead, just some boring minor squabble that concerned combatants of just this one universe and just a sector of it at that. Nice music, fit for regal functions, much less a conference. A huge man entered the door. He was about 6.5 feet tall, stripped to the waist, wearing a scarlet sash with yellow skin, shaved head. It was one of the Mongols from among the Chinese. That in itself would not have been very interesting, but his muscles were huge and swollen with the effort of carrying something on his head that would seem to be very heavy indeed. But from all they could see, he was carrying nothing. There were his arms and gripping hands. There were his bulging back muscles and biceps. Although he was walking in cadence with the music, there was even a slightly perceptible tremor in his legs. But they could see nothing being carried. The man went up to the platform and with great care set the nothing down. They even heard a bump. It was a glassine electronics table used by Cyclos for small electronic work that required light from every angle. It had been sawed down and sprayed with lens spray that passed light 100% and so reflected nothing. He arranged the nothing with great care. There was a bit of flurry in the audience as emissaries craned about and peered, amused and interested. The communicator acting as host, he had a stripped-down mind radio in his ear, said,
"You have the solemn promise of this planet, at the risk of heavy indemnity, that no lethal, destructive, or harmful object will be entered into this conference room."
Several emissaries laughed. They were quite cheerful. A good joke to put nothing on the platform and then say it was harmless. It quite took their fancy. But something else was happening now. The huge Mongol had withdrawn. To the stately music, two beautifully gowned Chinese boys, faces impassive, came down the aisle. Each was carrying a gorgeous red satin pillow with gold tassels, and on each pillow was a huge book. Solemnly, first one, then the other, approached the host. He took each book from its pillow and laid it upon the heretofore invisible table, spine titles toward the audience. So there was something on the platform. An invisible table. New interest. Those with better eyes could read the titles on the spines up there. One was a Dictionary of the Cyclo Language. The other was Intergalactic Laws by Treaties of Governing Nations. But Lord Schleem, with his weak, tall-nep eyes, was not even trying to read any book titles. He was tense and crouching back. Theatrics. They were pulling theatrics on him. Ah, well, he would corner whoever this was and bite him to death with wit fangs. Sit on theatrics. They would change nothing. The two boys withdrew in a stately fashion, carrying away their now empty pillows. The music suddenly stopped